Chun teko ing hotel.
John arrives at the hotel.
Dheweke ndeleng meja resepsi.
He sees the reception desk.
Dheweke mlaku menyang meja.
He walks to the desk.
Resepsionis mesemangat marang duwe.
The receptionist smiles at him.
Dheweke ngomong, sugeng rawuh.
She says, welcome.
Joh nanggapi, matur nuwun.
John replies, thank you.
Dheweke njaluk ID dheweke.
She asks for his ID.
Joh menehi dheweke ID.
John gives her his ID.
Penerima meriksa identitas.
The receptionist checks the ID.
Dheweke ngomong, sakabehe apik.
She says, everything is okay.
John krasa seneng saiki.
John feels happy now.
Dheweke njupuk kunci.
He takes the key.
Kamar gedelan resik.
The room is big and clean.
John senang ana ing kene.
John is happy to be here.
Aku pengen ngandani kowe babagan apartemen impenku.
I want to tell you about my dream apartment.
Iki minangka panggonan gedhe kanthi pemandangan sing apik.
It is a big place with a nice view.
Ono taman lan kolam cilik.
There is a garden and a small pool.
Ruang kamar urip iku banget nyaman.
The living room is very cozy.
Aku seneng lungguh ing sofa.
I like to sit on the sofa.
Aku pengen pawon gedhe karo piranti modern.
I want a big kitchen with modern appliances.
Kamar iku papan favoritku.
The bedroom is my favorite place.
Aku duwe kasur gedhe lan meja.
I have a big bed and a desk.
Kanca-kancaku bisa menyang kapan wae.
My friends can visit anytime.
Aku tresno masak kanggo dheweke.
I love to cook for them.
Apartemen impianku nggawe aku seneng.
My dream apartment makes me happy.
Aku pengen urip ing kono selawase.
I want to live there forever.
Emily teko ing stasiun bis awan ing esuk.
Emily arrived at the bus station early in the morning.
Dheweke seneng kanggo miwiti petualangane ing kutha.
She was excited to start her adventure in the city.
Dheweke njupuk peta lan ngrancang rute kanthi teliti.
She took a map and planned her route carefully.
Suwuk, dheweke munggah bis kanthi senyuman gedhe.
Soon, she boarded the bus with a big smile.
Sopir ngucapake salam dheweke lan miwiti lelampahan.
The driver greeted her and started the journey.
Emily nonton bangunan-bangunan lewat ing jaba.
Emily watched the buildings pass by outside.
Dheweke ndeleng taman sing ayu lan akeh wong seneng ing srengenge.
She saw beautiful parks and many people enjoying the sun.
Bis iki mandheg ing toko kopi sing gedhe.
The bus stopped at a great coffee shop.
Emily mutus lanjutan lan eksplorasi daerah.
Emily decided to get off and explore the area.
Dheweke mlaku-mlaku lan njupuk akeh gambar.
She walked around and took many pictures.
Dheweke seneng wektu dhewe lan rumangsa seneng nalika petualangane.
She enjoyed her time and felt happy during her adventure.
Sawise dina dawa, dheweke njupuk bis bali menyang omah.
After a long day, she took the bus back home.
Emily rumangsa-rumangsa inggih-inggih dumateng sawijining pegawe.
Emily felt grateful for her wonderful day.
Ing lingkungane multikulturalku, saben omah ngandani cerita sing beda.
In my multicultural neighborhood, each house tells a different story.
Contone, kulawarga Smith ngrayakake Day of Thanksgiving nganggo dinner kalkun ageng.
For instance, the Smith family celebrates Thanksgiving with a big turkey dinner.
Sajrone, kulawarga Chen luwih seneng pangamatan sing luwih sepi.
Meanwhile, the Chen family prefers a quieter observance.
Dheweke ngurmati leluhur kanthi upacara sing tentrem.
They honor their ancestors with a peaceful tea ceremony.
Tradisi budaya beda banget antar kulawarga.
Cultural traditions vary greatly between families.
Soko ing sisih liyane, akar Italia soko tonggo teparo saya padang liwat panganan minggu.
On the other hand, my neighbor's Italian roots shine through their Sunday meals.
Dheweke asring nyiapake akeh panganan, kalebu pasta lan panganan penutup.
They often prepare multiple courses, including pasta and desserts.
Minangka kontra, keluarga awak dhewe duwe palet luwih sederhana, biasane diwatesi kanggo pizza.
In contrast, my own family has a more simple palate, usually limited to pizza.
Beda iki ngasilake komunitas kita nganggo pengalaman sing variatif.
Such differences enrich our community with varied experiences.
Saben panganan sing kita bagi, dadi kesempatan kanggo sinau babagan tradisi siji liyane.
Every meal we share becomes an opportunity to learn about each other's traditions.
Tukang iki nggawe ikatan sing mengkuh hubungan kita.
These exchanges create bonds that strengthen our relationships.
Sakjane, nampa beda-beda kita mujudake luwih sugih ing pemahaman lan empati.
Indeed, embracing our differences makes us richer in understanding and empathy.
Ing jaman digital saiki, media sosial kanthi jero ngaruhi carane kita nyambung karo liyane.
In today's digital age, social media profoundly influences how we connect with others.
Platform kayata Facebook lan Instagram gawe komunikasi instan ing antarane kanca.
Platforms like Facebook and Instagram facilitate instant communication among friends.
Nanging, sambungan tetep iki bisa nyebabake paradoks.
However, this constant connectivity can lead to a paradox.
Akeh individu krasa luwih terasing sanajan tansah nyambung.
Many individuals feel more isolated despite being constantly connected.
Ilusi intimasi asring overshadow sambungan asli.
The illusion of intimacy often overshadows authentic connections.
Akeh panganggo ngira yen seneng lan bagikan karo rasa rapih.
Many users equate likes and shares with genuine affection.
Iki gumantung marang validasi digital bisa ngganggu pemahaman kita babagan kasunyatan.
This reliance on digital validation can distort our perception of reality.
Nalika media sosial bisa ningkatake hubungan, iku penting kanggo njaga keseimbangan.
While social media can enhance relationships, it's vital to maintain balance.
Pungkas, sambungan nyoto mbutuhake wektu, upaya, lan interaksi pasuryan.
Ultimately, true connections require time, effort, and face-to-face interaction.
Nalika kita navigasi lanskap kompleks iki, kesadaran diri dadi penting.
As we navigate this complex landscape, self-awareness becomes paramount.
Filsafat seni ngajak kita kanggo merenung babagan esensi kreativitas lan implikasi kanggo eksistensi manungsa.
The philosophy of art invites us to ponder the essence of creativity and its implications for human existence.
Seni ing pira-pira variasi ngreflekake kerumitan emosi kita lan konstruksi sosial.
Art, in its myriad forms, reflects the complexities of our emotions and societal constructs.
Filosofe ngandhakake yen seni ora mung dadi dekorasi, nanging dadi komentar sing jero bab urip.
Philosophers argue that art serves not merely as decoration but as a profound commentary on life.
Perspektif iki mbukak dialog babagan tujuan seni ing jalinan luas pengalaman manungsa.
This perspective opens a dialogue about the purpose of art within the vast tapestry of human experience.
Kaya, ah teori wis muncul babagan rego estetik lan sifat subjektif.
As such, numerous theories have emerged regarding aesthetic value and its subjective nature.
Pandangan kritis nantang kita kanggo ngarekonseptualisasi apa sing diwakili dening kaendahan.
Critical perspectives challenge us to reconceptualize what representations of beauty entail.
Iki nuju arah kanggone panyuwunan sing luwih jembar babagan arta ing bentuk identitas budaya.
This leads to a broader inquiry into the significance of art in shaping cultural identity.
Pungkasanipun, seni ngetrapake minangka spekulasi, ngrefleksiake nilai-nilai, konflik, lan aspirasi masyarakat.
Ultimately, art functions as a mirror, reflecting society's values, conflicts, and aspirations.
Melu lensa iki, kita ngerti seni ora mung minangka indulgensi estetis nanging minangka unsur penting saka diskusi.
Through this lens, we comprehend art not merely as aesthetic indulgence but as an essential element of discourse.
Ing kesimpulan, hubungan rumit antara seni lan masyarakat pantas dieksplorasi lan dipahami terus-terusan.
In conclusion, the intricate relationship between art and society merits ongoing exploration and understanding.